Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Well, my day's turned upside down.
Uh-oh, what?
I had some afternoon tea in the morning.
What?
Some teas are designed, I guess, to be afternoon teas, and some are designed to be day teas.
So you're drinking afternoon tea?
I didn't realize it, Claire. Don't get all Tony with me.
Judgment. Why don't you get a breakfast blend?
Well, first of all, it's Lady Gray's Garden.
Lady Gray's Garden?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I presume that was Earl's wife, Lady Gray.
Uh-huh.
And I do like a good Earl Gray in the morning. I will also start by saying I stole this from Kirkwood. Anyway, moving on.
I'm confused. What? Why? How did you get it from Kirkwood?
I did an event Friday at Kirkwood.
Uh-huh.
I asked for some hot tea. They brought out the tray. I just took a handful of tea bags.
You are not supposed to do that.
They didn't say anything.
Oh,
so.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
Kirkwood, I apologize.
This was sitting in the cabinet. I'm like, oh, let's have this.
Sitting there since you stole it.
And I had it. And it's an exotic, the exotic character of this tea includes Earl Grey, which is a breakfast tea.
Yeah.
With blossoms of jasmine, rose petals, and lavender. A wonderful choice for afternoon tea.
What are you doing? A, you stole it. B, it's the wrong time of day for this tea.
A, it was given to me.
This is... Mm-mm.
It was given to me.
You're in a funk now.
I'm in hot water like that tea bag.
You are...
Yeah.
Starting the day rough.
I just dried...
See, look what you did to me.
Dried flowers. Yeah.
You did, yeah, it was a bunch of dried flowers.
Yeah, rose petals, jasmine, and lavender.
Mmm. Yeah. That sounds like a bath. You just made a bath.
for my cheeks.
Your tea is bath water.
Pretty much. Now I want to try this as a bath. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Not now.
Well, not now. Well.
I'm going to take a quick work bath.
Shape of Water was on. I haven't seen that for a couple of years.
Oh, that's a weird one.
It was weird. And then one scene where they flood the whole bathroom so they could dance in the water. Yeah. It was a little weird.
Why are you watching that?
It was on.
Why was it on?
Because I have all the movie channels.
That seems like one of those movies that they created. It was art, and now it is gone forever.
HBO has it in its April rotation, apparently.
Because there's certain movies that, like, they'll play all the time.
Yes.
And it's just like, play the hits. And that is not one of the hits.
I go to three places. I either go to Freeform to see what Disney's showing.
Mm-hmm.
I go to any of the TB or TN, T's or S's. Because it's a lot of times it's a good Shawshank Redemption.
Sure.
But we still subscribe to like all of the movie. This is beyond streaming. I also still have YouTube with like HBO and Stars and all that.
Wow.
So I just go. Nope. Oh, that one's midway through.
And
let's
stopped on Shape of
let's
Water.
Let's catch up on Shape of Water.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go back to it, but good for you.
I'm like, this won an Oscar, I think. Let's see. Also is the same guy that did Frankenstein. So I wanted to kind of see if that aesthetic was still there.
Beautiful.
I remembered it pretty well.
Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely
totally
beautiful.
Totally weird.
I forgot that the fish man had magical powers. That's the only thing I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
He caused that guy's hair to grow back. That was cool.
I don't remember. That's one of those ones.
There's
like,
a Russian subplot in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what led to me drinking tea, subconscious.
Way to go, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, now I'm the mute, you know, cleaning lady who likes Lady Gray's Garden.
Bathwater tea.
Bathwater tea.
Perfect for afternoons, but...
The Morning Scramble brought to you by...
It'll have to do to start your day.
Bathwater tea.
Bathwater tea. And we are big into ranch dressing, right? I believe producer Ben does
the
pizza
three of thing. Us, I believe it's producer Ben, number one. I think you and I are tied for two.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it on ranch. Salad. I'll use it occasionally to dip a few things. I do not put it on pizza.
No, I don't do the pizza thing either, but like wings.
Wings for sure.
Yes.
It's good with cheese bread every once in a while as a dipping sauce.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a great dipping sauce, but it is not really a thing anywhere else in the world. It's like America, we love ranch.
That tracks.
It does. So Hidden Valley wants to change that.
Make it more worldwide?
Yes. They are looking to hire ranch ambassadors to send to Europe and spend 2 months showing the Europeans how ranch can complement their favorite foods.
Do you have to stand at a mall and hand out free ranch samples?
Basically. You're the hot doggers of...
Of the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like the Wienermobile people, but you don't get a cool car.
Would you sign up for this?
I wouldn't. It says that they're hoping to hire two teams of people. You don't have to be a couple, but you do have to be open to sharing housing with these with these people.
Well, that eliminates us. I don't want a roommate with you.
I don't think I want to. And it's your European style. You know, it's going to be a little smaller.
Bathroom in the hallway with the rest of the whole unit.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I'm like, this is like a youth hostel. They're going to stick me in a hostel, and I don't want to do that.
Shilling ranch in a hostel?
I'm shilling ranch from a work day, and I go to home, and I'm in a hostel, and I'm sharing a bunk bed.
I've never seen six bunk beds stacked six high.
I'm imagining bunk beds, and we all share one tiny water closet.
Yes.
I don't know if that's for me, but all travel expenses are covered, and they're going to pay you for about 40 hours of work a week.
About 40 hours.
And you would be doing it for the love of ranch.
You have to work 80, but they're going to pay you for about 40.
You work 80-hour weeks.
But they'll pay you for about 40.
But it's a great deal. If you love ranch, you do it for the ranch, not for the money,
I'm
Eric.
Sure some people would do it for the ranch.
I'm sure. And I bet it's unlimited free ranch.
At some point, that's the old, there's too much of a good thing, right?
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, unlimited free ice cream. At some point, you'll go, ooh. Unlimited cheese. Ooh. Ooh.
But you're like, we know the things that it works with. Do you have to find like European foods that it works
first
with?
First thing that comes to mind is I'm in Germany. Pretzels? Does it work? I don't know.
Yeah, it would, right?
Would like, it?
Forget beer cheese. Forget spicy
mustard.
Spicy mustard.
Try ranch?
Try ranch with it instead, Germany. Here.
Okay, let's go down the Italy. Pasta? Right? I don't
They're
know.
They're going to get so mad at you. They're going to get so mad at you.
I take their lovely Alfredo. I take their homemade pasta sauce and I throw it to the ground and I just pour ranch
this Alfredo
all over
gone.
Their pasta.
You could be a ranch ambassador.
I could be a ranch ambassador. Working my 80-hour work week and living in my youth hostel.
Being paid for 40.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
See any birds yesterday while you're carpeting the diem?
So many birds. We saw a bald eagle while we were sitting in our morning meeting.
Yep.
And then hawks were circling.
On your walk or other?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you brought up that eagle thing.
Yeah.
Because may I please have the floor to talk about birds?
The floor is yours.
I have very specific bird questions.
Sure.
How do they know where their nest is? On land, humans use a grid system to know roughly where they are. They use landmarks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you are flying high, high, high in the sky like a bird, and I'm guessing you're traveling a vast territory. Not only once you get to where you're going,
right,
but also when you're migrating.
You've got to hunt.
Yeah.
You've got to forage.
But once you've determined this is my home base,
uh-huh,
how do you remember where it is? From that vantage point, looking down, wouldn't all the treetops look the same?
Totally. I think it'd be easier this time of year when like
yes,
we're just at the bud stage, but when the leaves go full out, how do you see?
Like, that oak looks like that oak.
Yep.
At least the houses in humans are different colors, or like there's a rock in the yard.
Do you think birds ever like, close, but oh, I'm at the wrong house?
Possibly. Like, didn't they land in the wrong nest and go, oh, my bad.
Is that why they stop at the tree and like, oh, nope, it's not this tree. Oh, it's two
trees
over.
Do you think every time a bird's just chirping in a tree, it's because it's not his tree or
hey,
her
have
tree?
Have you seen my house?
Have you seen my house?
Have you seen my house?
I've lost my house. I've lost my house.
We thought that
I've lost my house.
Birds, they are communicating.
It's that they need directions.
They cannot find their home. That's probably it.
Those birds are lost.
Wow.
Crack that code. Good job.
Solved it. A little bit lost yesterday because I think we were all just smitten with the weather. It was sunshine. It was beautiful. It was a great day to head to the park. And I was all in on it.
And you got Morgan Creek pretty much out your front door.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And the kids were all excited. And my kids are getting older and like they have their own ways of communicating with friends. And so they told me like, we're going to the park and these people are going to be there too. And I was like, great. Do they need a ride? Because I'm just going to take the dog and I'm going to walk him while they're playing at the park. And I had a plan.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. Pick them up and they were outside waiting. I picked up two kids, got in my car.
Where are your kids during this?
They're with me.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. They're with me. They're my kids. I knew exactly where they were. I picked up two other kids, put them in my car.
So you got a dog and four kids in your car.
Yep.
Okay.
And transport the children all the way to the park. And then realize I'm sending pictures like, look, moms, it's so sunshiny. And they're like, oh, they're at the park.
The moms didn't know?
Well, dads were home that day.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Kids didn't have school.
The kids didn't have school. They were home with dads. I don't have dad's numbers. I have mom's numbers. So moms were like, I guess that's okay. Be home before three. Okay, sorry. I slightly abducted children.
I mean, you had permission-ish. Nope.
The kids gave themselves permission.
They gave themselves off to you.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Let's give it up for our Cedar Rapids civil servants. We start with Sunday morning at 1:29 a.m., big fight at Hazard County. Officers attempting to break up fights in and outside. One officer receives minor injuries. After the fight, 9 people arrested, most charged with public interference with official acts, disorderly conduct. We do have an assault and harassment of public officers charge. Investigation there is ongoing.
Holy moly.
Then yesterday afternoon, 5 p.m., big grass fire, 900 block of the 44th Street southeast part of Cedar Rapids. We had the Cedar Rapids firefighters, Linn County Sheriffs, Ely, Solon, Martell, Mount Vernon, Swisher, Springville, and Lisbon fire departments all coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Up to 1.50 people working on the fire at the same time.
And it was really windy.
Yes. Three hours of work. 2 houses were saved and protected. They had it mostly contained about 8:40 thanks to the rain at 8 o'clock. As of 9 o'clock last night, crews were still on the scene. I don't have an updated release as of this morning. In the dark, they anticipated 35 acres somehow impacted by that fire.
Wow.
They'll know more coming up tomorrow morning. We got a little state fair info. 3 more grandstand acts still to be announced. 2 will be announced this morning. They typically do it at 9 a.m. Has it been announced?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just excited.
2 photos have been posted. This is what the fair started doing last year. I thought I knew how to use reverse Google image search-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't, but I let the internet do it for me. Because if you go to the comments for both of those photos, you got a good 150 people. About 130 of them don't care or being dorks. But there's like a good 20 who have looked into
it. Some of the dorky stuff is so funny, though.
So, best guess, and we don't know the dates. One is a rap artist, Big X The Plug. And that is the picture of what looks to be a close-up on a medallion
or a pendant.
And then you get one button on a shirt.
Uh-huh.
And somebody posted what looks like a promotional poster for his tour, and it does match that. The other is the band Stained, which is you see 2 sleeves and a brick wall.
Yes. Maybe some tattoos on that?
And somebody found a photo that really gives you that perspective of those 2 sleeves. So we think Stained and Big X, The Plug, will be announced later this morning. And I can't wait to announce that multiple times. Big X, The Plug. Yes. So we will find out soon, probably about 9 o'clock this morning, who's coming to our state fair. I hope it's Big X, The Plug.
I hope you're right.
So yesterday, One Shot Weekend, one of the photos posted by a listener is somebody affiliated with the Iowa City Robotics Program. This is a competitive program for area students. I used to MC these events where they are given a task every year. They have to build a cube-sized robot.
Yeah.
And it has to perform certain functions against other teams doing the exact same thing. And the better you do, you get a chance to move on to the world championships. This year happens to be in Houston.
Ooh.
Well, Iowa City Robotics, Team 167, Children of the Corn.
Great name.
Won. However, the budget's a little light for a couple reasons. They won last year and they went to Worlds.
They already went to Worlds
once? They went to Worlds last year.
Wow.
So they're trying to give that experience to the new students, right? The other 2 big challenges are they used to operate rent-free in a location.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed. So they're paying rent.
Oof.
And their transport trailer broke. So they've been paying for transportation to get to all of these events.
Oh.
So basically all of the nest egg for this year's trip, gone. Thanks to rent and transportation.
Okay.
So it's a number. They need 40,000.
Okay.
To go to Houston. Oh, did I mention they're a nonprofit? So if you can contribute the full 40.
Please see them.
They would love you. But if we could get 40 people to give $1,000.
Yeah.
Or 400 people to give $100.
Huh?
Or 4,000 people to give $10. I think my math is right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whatever works. Our friends at Iowa City Robotics, Team 167, Children of the Corn, do need a little help.
They do.
So If you see fit to see them to Houston, contact them through their website, iowacityrobotics.org. Great work, kids. You got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, we're all seeing the stories about how TSA workers are not being paid, haven't been paid for a full month. And it tugs on your heartstrings. I can't imagine not being able to provide for your family and still going to work.
That's crazy.
But not getting a paycheck?
It's like bizarro world.
Totally. And you feel for those people. Tyler Perry certainly did. He wanted to do something. So he went to Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, and he showed up at the airport with a wad of cash.
Get out of here.
He started trying to hand out cash to TSA workers.
When was this?
This was this past weekend.
Well, and I don't want to pop your balloon, but if you're not,
oh,
and
sorry,
I get it.
Thursday.
If you're not deep into what's going on in Congress, there was a funding bill that got approved in the Senate, did not get approved in the House, but then there's an executive order to pay them. And the moment money starts flowing, no more gifts.
Right.
So this must have been right in that time frame, right?
Ish.
Yes.
Ish. He showed up Thursday with a wad of cash and was told that federal rules prohibit them from accepting direct cash gifts. So later that day, his people returned with $1,000 gift cards and wanted to hand those out. And they said that they had worked through management and HR and legal channels and were trying to make sure that it was all cool. So they handed them out, and it was fine at the time. Until the airport's federal security director said that, you know what? I looked through the rule book one more time, and we can't accept those. So if you did take one of those gift cards,
do you have to turn it back in?
You have to return it.
Now, remember, we were helping Cedar Rapids, and they were very clear. Hy-Vee card?
Yep.
Casey's card? Yes. Visa? No. No.
Visa isn't going to work. So I don't know what kind of gift cards these
were. I'm wondering if these were just, he just bought a bunch of Visa gift cards.
Yes. If they were Visa cards, that's not going to work. So
appreciate the effort.
There was so much effort there, yes. But it just, no.
And
no.
I know it's pop culture news, but I cannot emphasize this enough. You can't do this anymore.
Mm-mm.
At all. So if you're going to the airport today with gift cards in your pocket, you cannot give them to TSA.
They can't accept them.
Yeah. The airport has posted no more gifts to TSA.
Justin Bieber is going to be headlining Coachella this year. He is the Saturday show. This is coming up April 11th and 18th. And if you are going to Coachella and you're thinking, I'm going to see Bieber and I'm going to hear all of my favorite songs, prepare for disappointment. He was doing an invite-only show this past Sunday in Hollywood. He played 25 songs.
That's cool.
Do you think one of them was Baby?
No.
No.
Based on that, was one of them Daisies at least?
No. All the songs that he played were from his 2025 album, Swag and Swag 2.
That's it?
That's it. So he did have, in 2023, he sold his catalog for $200 million.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's not playing any of the songs that were included in that.
He doesn't need permission to play his own songs,
does he? No, he can still play. He can play his own songs, but it's possible that he's using Coachella to spotlight newer stuff not included in that deal.
Which I get. That's why you go on tour. But dude,
give the people what they want.
You have to sing stuff we want to sing along with that we know.
Right?
Yes.
Play the hits. Maybe he was just having fun. Maybe he was just doing his own thing. But typically, artists getting ready for a major performance will...
They'll run the set list many times.
Yep. And it's looking like the set list is only Swag and Swag 2.
Ugh.
Okay. Kris Jenner is trending in a major way on Chinese social media. To the point that it's almost like she's a deity that they're praying to. A Chinese influencer explained that Kris Jenner is a very hardworking businesswoman, and Chinese people respect hard work. So hashtag Kris Jenner is racking up views. There are posts on the Chinese platform Red Note. She has picked up the nickname Empress Dowager.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like a thing. People are changing their profile pictures to be Kris Jenner, and using her as their wallpaper, their phones, their laptops. They just really, really respect her. And she somehow...
It's very inspiring.
Yes. She has inspired a whole generation.
Is this a part of the plot of Crazy Rich Asians?
Something like
right?
that,
there's,
yeah.
There's honor and there's family and you have to do right by, you know, the matriarch and
yes.
Hard work pays off. But
they're even taking her image and they're editing her like almost like a Barbie. Like, you know how Barbie has all this job? She's a doctor. She's a lawyer. They're editing Kris Jenner like Barbie, like doing all of those jobs. Teacher Kris, engineer Kris, whatever your dream job is. It's Kris Jenner doing it.
Don't put her in a government job because at some point, the government said to stop this.
Yeah.
Because China's a little bit different game than around here. So, I think they're letting people have fun for now, but I bet they're keeping an eye on it.
Just be careful.
Yes,
there.
Be careful.
Be careful.
How popular, though?
Yeah. What an honor, Kris Jenner. What an honor. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We are live in the test kitchens, which is in the back part of the Z102.9 studio building, and Claire has just unboxed the Soja Boys meal as well as the Huntrix meal. The first thing I'm going to notice, since these are adult Happy Meals, is that box is three times the size of a kid's meal.
Yeah, this is like, it's got the nostalgia factor because it's in the box.
Yes.
Period. But this is, make no mistake, this is a big one.
Big shout out, by the way, 33rd Avenue Southwest McDonald's. They were so kind, they let Ben drive away and told him his money was no good there.
Oh, so sweet.
Is that the toy?
We've got, I've just opened the Soja Boys meal because I think we should start with breakfast, don't you?
Of course.
The Soja Boys meal is more of a breakfast theme. You've got the sausage egg McMuffin with a hash brown, but the sausage egg McMuffin comes with a peppery, spicy Soja sauce, and the toy looks like it's a collectible set of cards.
Yes,
open
those.
And see what we got.
Ooh, is that a hologram?
Ooh, yeah, ooh. Holographic cards with some of your favorite characters.
Including that one and that one. What's the name of the cat? Do you remember?
Yes, Derpy.
That's
Derpy.
Right. And then one of the Soja Boys. Now, I will admit, I have a love for McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, do
I'm
you?
I'm a big Egg McMuffin fan, and every once in a while, a big sausage. I will point out, this wrapping paper is themed to the meal.
It is.
So we're already, I mean, they are all in on making sure that K-Pop Demon Hunters is all over this thing, which is awesome.
Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, it looks like a regular Egg McMuffin,
it
but
does.
It's got this spicy.
Well, this is the sausage Egg McMuffin, because the other one usually has a, I see a little sauce on there.
Okay.
There's a sauce. Okay.
There's some sauce.
Now, do you want to get a knife, or do you just want to just each take a bite?
Well, Lady and Tramp.
Let's do this.
Let's Lady and Tramp this thing. You start on that end.
I'm going to nudge the Egg McMuffin a little closer to you with my dog nose, and then you and I.
I am not doing that. We are not Lady and Tramp.
I thought our show had really met, like, we're at the friendship
me.
Level, but not anymore.
I don't know, man.
All right. That's a good amount of sauce on this thing, too.
I got to read about this. Is spicy?
You said spicy. I could smell a little spice in it.
I can't tell. I thought maybe.
Let's just go in.
Okay.
I'm going right in the middle where the yolk is.
It's just a beautiful orange sauce.
Oh, there's some heat.
Okay.
That's good. That's more heat than I thought.
There is. It is a spicy sauce.
It's for the fire of that fire character.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
Well, it said it was inspired by Gui Ma.
I understood, Gui Ma.
Which is like the fires of hell. And this is
Whoa. Do you mind drinking from my water? Do you need this?
It's okay.
It's emergency water, Claire.
I'm going to be okay.
That is spicy.
That does have a kick to it.
And we went right in the middle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, if you start on the edge, work out or in.
A corner
you'll
bite?
A corner bite.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely an adult meal.
Mm.
I think my kids would have been very angry if they would have bitten into that. But it's tasty. I mean, you got the Egg McMuffin, which is a solid choice.
Now, with this, and we didn't get it, but they do offer you a small soft drink. So that would cool that down a little bit.
Your choice of soda pop to cool down the heat.
Now, they do have a one of the potatoes.
Yeah, it's their signature hash brown, but it's crispy on the outside and soft on the inside.
Well, that's how they all are.
Just like Ginu.
Okay, so there's no extra spice on the hash brown?
No, the hash brown should just be hash brown.
Yep, that's hash brown.
Okay.
It does take a little of the heat away, though.
It does. And you know what? Always good.
Oh, gosh, yeah. This is all reliable.
This is a solid. Yep. Okay.
Now, to your point, I would say adults only,
mm-hmm.
unless your kid loves heat. Be careful, because I know the box is very appealing. You're going to go through that drive-thru, and you're like, I want that. If you got a little one in the car who's seen the movie.
Agreed, yeah.
But you need to know there is heat still coming, still radiating in my mouth.
I know. I'm like, it hit the back of my throat, and I can feel it.
It's still there.
On my uvula. Or
but that thing back there, the dangly
the dangly part of your throat.
But it's still a great...
It's a good sandwich.
It's fantastic. Yes. I really like it. It's a good McMuffin.
Oh, that it's tasty, but it is. Yeah. Proceed with caution if you're not a fan of heat. Okay. That is the breakfast meal. The Soja Boys breakfast meal. We still got to try the Huntrix meal, a little bit more of a lunch-dinner option, with two special dipping sauces for our nuggets.
But there's also fries that have a very special seasoning, too.
Yeah, Ramon's McShaker fries. So we're going to get to shake up some fries, a little special seasoning on there.
Okay, we are digging in to the adult Happy Meals. Thanks to our friends at McDonald's, southwest side of Cedar Rapids, for providing these for us this morning. More at Taste of Tuesday on your radio, on your smart speaker, on the Z app. Coming up next on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
And we are joined with the Huntrix.
Yes.
We are taking bites of both the Soulja Boys breakfast meal and the Huntrix meal. These are the new adult Happy Meals dropping today from McDonald's. Food, by the way, courtesy of McDonald's. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, down the road, McDonald's.
Shout out to 33rd Avenue McDonald's in Cedar Rapids for letting us have a little bit of an early taste on the lunch and dinner meal, the Huntrix meal, which includes nuggets with two special K-pop Demon Hunter sauces and special Ramon Shaker fries.
Before I ask you what that is, just a reminder, since this is the lunch meal, we got it right now. It's only going to be available during the regular lunch hours because it's a McNugget meal. So these McShaker fries, I believe the McShaker made a debut with the Grinch earlier this holiday season, where you
green.
Could do that with the fries. So basically, you just took the red container fries, put it in this bag, and then what is the spice that you put on it?
It's a spicy umami spin on the fries with soy, garlic, sesame, and spice seasoning inspired by Rumi, Mira, and Zoe's favorite snack.
Lovely. Okay, we've got that. We've got 10 nuggets, and I love it. You open the box, and it says, tell the Soulja Boys, Huntrix don't miss.
And it's signed by each one of the Huntrix girls.
And then we've got our dipping sauces. We have Hunter sauce and also Demon sauce. I will open the sauces.
Do you want to try a fry first?
Yeah. Okay, the Hunter sauce.
Some of them are totally covered.
That's okay.
Get a real spicy one.
I'm going to get that one and that one.
One.
And that one.
You're taking all the good ones.
That's how you should let me go first.
That's how this guy fries.
That's right. I'm your fry guy.
Okay, let's try a fry. Oh, that's delicious.
That's well seasoned.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, these are good.
These are delicious.
Remember earlier we were talking about ranch?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a little bit of a cross culture. This would go great with a ranch dipping sauce.
This would be great with ranch. Oh, my gosh.
No, this seasoning's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, that is a hit.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. That's good. That's really good. Plus, you know, McDonald's fries.
Great call on the test kitchen. Remember, put this together.
Uh-huh.
Right? Thanks, McDonald's.
Yeah, these are fun.
Okay, the fries are great.
Fries are a hit, for sure. But we got to get ready for these
So I opened the Huntrix sauce, which looks to have kind of a chili red color, but I don't think it's going to be as spicy.
No, this is the sweet chili sauce.
You just opened the Demon sauce, Claire. It's purple.
Yeah, it's totally purple because it's got a bold mustard sauce with heat and tang. They made it purple to look like demons' patterns. So I'm guessing it's going to be pretty bold and spicy.
All right. One of each?
I suppose one of each. I'm really... You know what? I'm going to go with the spicy one.
I'm going to go...
Wait, is that going to ruin our taste buds?
I don't know. I've never...
Sweet first.
It's just both... Yeah, both too sweet.
Sweet first.
Okay. This is the Hunter sauce.
The Hunter sauce with sweet chili. That's
good.
Delicious.
It's a little overpowering. I don't quite get my McNugget flavor. But I'm also not a big sauce guy.
Well, I like it. It's sweet, but it's got a little bit of heat to it. A little bit of tang. There's kind of like a vinegary.
Yes, for sure.
Quality too.
It's almost on the hint of a barbecue sauce with that tang.
Yeah.
All right, now the purple mustard sauce.
The demon
sauce. Oh, you got a 2-for-1.
I got a 2-for-1 on nuggets. Okay.
Okay, I think I went a little heavy on the last sauce. I'm going to go a little lighter on this one.
I think that's wise. A dab will do, I think.
Yes. All right. Cheers.
It's kind of terrifying eating something that's purple. Oh, this is delicious.
This is excellent. When you know you go and have Chinese food and you get a little bit of that mustard, that's the flavor.
This is good.
That's really good.
Okay, I was scared of this. I think you were scared of this, too.
I think there's a little more heat in the sweet chili.
I agree.
Than this, but the flavor profile of this purple sauce is great.
It's so good. And with the nuggets?
Yeah.
Like it works with the chicken?
It does work well.
Mm.
Dare I try a fry in that?
A little bit of the fry in the mustard sauce?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh.
This is a complete meal experience.
This is so good.
I should have dressed up to have this. I'm dining. I'm not eating. I'm dining.
We got to get you a big purple ponytail to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just left it at home on the nightstand. Now, guess what? We have a McFlurry.
Yes, they also have, and this was, it's not part of either one of the meals, but as a special addition, you can also opt in to the Derpy McFlurry.
Got spoons. I'm ready to go.
You got them? Okay. Yep. The Derpy McFlurry is a special blueberry, wildberry sauce in the vanilla ice cream, and there's some
pieces of Derpy in it. Or the blueberries.
Blueberries?
Oh, there's a lot of blueberries.
It might be little pieces of boba.
They kind of look like little boba berries.
Like the popping bubbles?
Yeah. I got to get
now,
a spoonful.
The ice cream machine had just woken up for the day, so it's a little...
It's a little runny.
A little runny. Try a bite.
It's very blueberry. It's like boba. Yeah.
I love those popping... This is a lot of fun.
This is fun.
I really, you know...
Of the two, would your girls like either one of them?
I think that they would love the Huntrix meal. I think the Huntrix meal is going to be a hit. The Sacha Boys is... It's nice to have something in the morning, but this Huntrix meal is just so fun.
This one is on all the bases, right?
Yeah, I love the fries. I'm really surprised that I liked the demon sauce as much as I did.
I'm wondering, too. I mean, I appreciate them doing a breakfast meal, but you don't have a lot of playground there, right? There's just not a lot of stuff you could do with the breakfast items. But with all of the different flavor combinations for the lunch, the Huntrix meal, A+.
Yes, do not miss.
All right, I'm taking all of these nuggets with me.
Wait, you're taking the sauce too?
Yes, I'm taking the sauce.
Oh, I want the sauce.
Come hunt me down, Claire. Hunt me down. Wrap it up and taste it Tuesday.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Let me take a moment to analyze the word help.
Help?
Yes, help.
Help.
For example, so like you had some help maybe causing some mischief.
Sure.
Help.
Help.
Or there's this type of help.
Physically needing to pick in
yes.
and lift you off.
Life alert. Help. Yeah. We need you. And then there's the old, hey, buddy. And that looks like a variety of things. It could be, I need some help moving something. Mm-hmm. I need a ride. Hey, do you mind picking up my kid from class? I got an appointment, right?
Right.
So the friend help is the one we want to focus on because that's the help we're asking for with our Morning Scramble focus group.
Yeah, we love that you listen every day. We appreciate it. But we want to hear from you a little bit of feedback. What are the things that you absolutely love? Don't change this ever. And what are the things that you're like, I don't love it. I can take it or leave it.
Because when we are kind of locked into a room for 4 hours, we can see the outside, but we don't know what the outside's thinking.
No.
And when you have been doing this as long as we have, you just kind of get into patterns and habits. And if there's something that you're like, you guys kind of need to maybe mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or to your point, I love Z Sleaze. I want to hear it more. Whatever it is, we need that feedback.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. So we're putting together the Morning Scramble Spring Cleaning Focus Group.
Pretty simple. You go to our website, kzia.com, and right there you will see Spring Cleaning Focus Group. Click on that. It's going to take you to a questionnaire. It's going to take a minute. I want you to have a little time for that. We need some demographics, need to know who you are, need to know how much you listen, need to know kind of if you are like a very regular listener or a very light occasional listener.
Yeah.
Because that room needs to have a variety of opinions and ways they use our show differently.
Yeah, it's going to be just a really cool laid back night too, a Wednesday night. We'll have a little bit of pizza and then we'll just put our heads together and talk about what you like and what you don't like about the Morning Scramble.
Yep. So step number one, let us know you're available and just give us some answers to some pre-screen questions. That's all available right now. Please join the Morning Scramble Spring Cleaning Focus Group. Just head on over to kzia.com.
Conversation starters about music and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
We're inspired by our buddy Chad Taylor with the afternoon playlist, thinking about an artist whose songs you know and love, maybe your favorite artist, but then they have a song or they have an album and it's like, you know what? Not your best work.
You picked a rather popular song for a song you don't like.
I know, but I love John Mayer. I just, for whatever reason, it makes me cringe that Say What You Need to Say is one of his biggest songs.
And it was I guess made more popular because it was in the Bucket List movie.
Yes, right? Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. And
yes.
That was a huge movie. And in every single like movie trailer and promo, that song was everywhere. I think just no. I hate it.
I took the assignment and I approached it slightly differently. I'm having a hard time coming up with like the favorite band. But if I think about just music and my musical taste, I have, and maybe it's because I've been seeing a lot of musical theater lately, because we're getting into Jesus Christ Superstar time, and you and I just saw The Music Man.
Ooh, if you had to choose one song from Jesus Christ Superstar.
They're all good. And you know what? Hamilton is perfect. I couldn't think of a bad Hamilton song. Mm. But I started thinking about The Wizard of Oz. And the movie version that we all, there is a deleted scene of a dance and a song I'm about ready to play. This is the one I don't like. It's still performed when the show is on stage. Like if you're, when TCR did it a couple years ago, this song was performed.
Yeah.
But for it, and they took it out of the movie, but it still existed, and it means I still don't like it. And it is something called The Jitterbug. And what bugs me about it is every other song in The Wizard of Oz has its place.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I'm Looking Forward to a Better World, right at the beginning, kind of sets the tone. The Munchkins have a great, this is what's going to happen in the movies or the story. And then each individual character talks about the brain, the heart, courage. And then out of the nowhere, they're in a scary, scary forest and everybody stops and jitterbugs. I don't get it.
They're just, they're being attacked by the jitterbug. I don't get it.
See?
I don't get it.
So, meh. Thumbs down. I love The Wizard of Oz. I'll take a bullet for The Wizard of Oz.
You would take a bullet for The Wizard of Oz?
I would take a bullet for The Wizard of Oz.
Whoa.
Not for the jitterbug, though.
But not the jitterbug.
Producer Ben, how did you tackle today's assignment?
Well, you twisted your rules up, and I think I twisted mine up even more, as I'm commonly known to do.
Mm.
I don't even know if I'm doing the same song for stations anymore.
That's a way zag.
He's like, whatever, song for station, I'll just do what I want.
I also don't really have a favorite artist. There's bands I like. But on those bands, I can't really find a song that I don't care for.
You love everything they do.
So
before we play, I was presuming either like an Owl City song, AJR, he likes a lot.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
But none of those.
I just couldn't find anything that I
All right. hated. Which does kind of prove Chad's point that some fans are like, everything's good.
He's that fan.
A little bit. But you found something.
So I went with the songversations of songs that I used to love but now hate.
Oh, interesting.
So every once in a while there's a song from a band where I like listen to it on repeat or like try to sing along to it or whatever. And one of those was Tones and I and Dance Monkey.
Do you think you can ever come back around and like it again? Or once once you hate it?
I think the big issue was I really went overboard on this song. And when it came out, I was like literally listening to it on repeat.
Yeah.
And I overdid it.
It's so unique. And that's what I loved about it. But now it's so unique. And that's what I can't stand about it.
Yeah. Is there any way, Say What You Need to Say by John Mayer, Claire?
If they did a mashup.
Say Monkey, Say Monkey. Do you think you could ever come around and actually like that song?
I don't know. I'm having such a gut reaction right now, and I don't.
I mean, if you feel it in your bones.
Maybe I should watch The Bucket List again.
Maybe.
That's the fun
part about music. It's taste, and taste is sometimes hard to put into words.
Right.
You just either you know you like it or you know you don't like it.
The things that you like aren't necessarily the things that other people like.
Right.
But is there a song that you're like, ugh, that one. That one sticks out to me, and it doesn't work.
I will promote your band. I will buy tickets for your band every day of the week. But when you play this one song in concert, I always go to the bathroom. I don't want to hear it.
That's the one I always skip.
That's the one. That is our songversation. Take your favorite band and then either take the album or song that you hate. What is the answer to that? Let us know at 200-1029 Songversation.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.